Thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And we say, send now prosperity into the life of the believer. It is a great day to be alive. Any day above ground zero is a great day to be alive. Good to see all of you that are on. Thank you, E. Appreciate you for all that you do. Appreciate you. Let me do this, y'all. One connection. All right, got that. Appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate all of those of you that show up on a regular basis on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday to receive a word. This is your, even though it's not Wednesday, I consider this your midweek push. And so thank you all for being here on a regular basis. Trying to set up Instagram and we're going to get started. I am behind and I apologize. One second. I want to talk about today, speak to yourself. We're always talking about if I could speak to this one and if I could speak to that one. And a lot of our issues issues stem from within. There are a lot of things. If we would be honest today, and as Brother Corey says all the time, if we would keep it a buck, Joanne, a lot of the ways that we deal with things is from internal things that are in us. I know we don't like to hear that because it causes us to do introspect. All right. We have to look from within, and to look within ourselves means that sometimes we don't like what we see. Many times there are a lot of things that could be avoided if we begin to, Carolyn Hayes, TikTok, speak to ourselves. Many times we think talking to ourselves is an audible voice, but it's not. It's the way that we think. There's a song that we used to do, spin. I used to cycle and spin at the gym. I'm stuck with the monster in my head. There are monsters in some of our heads that I don't want to say all, because I don't want to offend nobody, but I know every time I desire to do good, evil's always present. We're trying to get to talk to other people. It's amazing to me that we want to, Erica, Joy, that a lot of times if we would just talk to ourselves and calm ourselves down and work on ourselves, a lot of the things that we have done and we have messed up, Harry, you say I'm here for you, then we could avoid a lot of things. You know, Prophetess Nina, I want you to help me minister today when I'm done. You know, Prophetess Nina, Eric and them, they like when we tag team. You know, Prophetess Nina, there would be a lot of things that we would avoid a lot of conflict, a lot of misunderstandings, if we would before talk to her. I've learned that the most important person is not talking to somebody else. It's talking to ourselves. Let me ask you a question. You've probably been raised to think that talking to yourself means you're crazy. That's what we were told. That boy talked to himself. That boy crazy. When actually, I was reading that talking to ourselves is actually good for us. We talk to ourselves for many reasons. This often occurs when we're experiencing deep emotions. Studies say. Sometimes we only talk to ourselves, Jessica, good to see you, when we're nervous or angry or excitement. Talking to ourselves is completely within the norm. So let me first of all dispel anything that you've heard, Ashley. Huh? In fact, We talk to ourselves constantly, says Dr. Jessica Nicosi, a clinical psychiatrist based in New York. One can argue that you just thinking things through quietly without speaking out loud is talking. When was the last time? Eric, I didn't tell you to put a one in the chat yet. When was the last time that you talked yourself out of a calamity? When was the last time that you said something and wish you could have took it back if you could have just talked to yourself? Huh? If we speak out loud, it forces us to slow down. If we speak out loud to ourselves, then it forces us to slow down our thoughts and our process. Then we begin to process things differently. Huh? Engage in language to our brain. Talking to yourself as we've defined it refers to knowingly engaging in dialogue with yourself versus engaging with perceived external sources. Man, I remember the old me. The old me. I didn't have control of me, Portia. I just would say whatever comes up. I'm so glad they don't make cassette tapes no more, because Joy, if you pulled out some of the cassette tapes when I first started pastoring, I said whatever came in my mind, because I didn't talk to myself. I didn't know how to calm myself down. I didn't know how to tell myself, don't answer that phone call because that's going to go the wrong way. How many times have you talked yourself out of something that you wished that you had of talked yourself out of? Are y'all listening? There are some conversations you don't need to have with nobody else but yourself. There are some conversations that you shouldn't have never picked up the phone. You should have never texted. You should have never sent an email. But you should have talked to yourself first. Not only talk to yourself, but talk yourself out of it. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and they that eat it shall. You don't just talk yourself out of stuff, but Jessica, you're supposed to talk yourself into stuff. Meal 75, I'm teaching today. Huh? It's not just about talking yourself out of stuff. But do you understand that you can talk yourself and your way into stuff by talking to yourself? A lot of insecurities, I'm halfway done. A lot of insecurities that we have, if you just talk to yourself and tell yourself, you can do this. I'm beautiful. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I'm God's child. I can start this business. Huh? I can do this. I never forget, some of y'all, you're too young to remember this artist, but gospel artist, his name is Minister Thomas Whitfield. He's gone on to be with the Lord years ago. He made this song, Let Everything That Has Breath Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged to go on with Jesus. So many songs that Thomas Whitfield made. And they asked me to preside over his funeral. It was one of the biggest funerals in Detroit. I had just started pastoring, just started preaching. But I was known, I'm still known as somebody that presides. I did funerals, musicals, concerts, MC. The presence of God's gonna be in there, right? So this funeral was major. Artists from all over the country years ago. And I couldn't talk to nobody else and tell them I was nervous and scared. My ex-wife, she knew it. And the only way that I made it through that funeral, Kimberly Dabney, and could stand up there and do it is because I had to tell myself, Prophetess Nina, that you got this. Sometimes, Kimberly, you don't need nobody else to tell you that you got it. See, if you want to say I'm vain because I tell myself and I look in the mirror and I look in the phone and say, man, that beard looks good today. Because I draw and manifest that what I think about myself. If you find anybody, Jessica, that don't think highly of themselves, then chances are ain't nobody else gonna think. Your attitude you walk in the room with projects how people will handle you. Y'all not saying nothing in here, Tamika. Huh? Are y'all listening to me? So you gotta learn how to do two things. You gotta learn how to, I'm halfway done. You gotta learn how to talk yourself out of things. Now you know that ain't right. You know the way you handled that wasn't right. You know what you're about to do. Huh? You know what you're about to do ain't right. You know what you just said ain't right. Huh? You know the way you feel about Trump. I'm sorry, that's my own personal thing. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. You know the way you know the way you feel about that person ain't right. Huh? You're waiting for people to do what you have the power. Ephesians 3:20. I'm an Ephesians. Come back here, Calvin Thomas. Get out of there. I'm an Ephesians 3:20 guy. Now unto him, Lisa, don't laugh. Miss Audrey, now unto him dawns that is able to do exceedingly, Naomi, abundantly, above all we could ask. Here come the part. According to the power, where does it work? It worketh in us. The power is in you. It is not anywhere. Huh? The power under and the ability, y'all not saying nothing, to make things happen is in you. Ladies, you don't need a man to tell you how beautiful you are. You don't need a man to tell you your value. I wish I'd get some amens over this. You don't need a man to tell you your worth. You don't need the man to tell you how wonderful you are. Huh? A woman is cooking. And she's sampling as she goes. And she says, ooh, that's good. I need another pinch of this, another pinch of that. She's speaking to the food and her cooking. And when the man eats the food, he's only confirming what she's already spoken. How about you feel the same way about yourself? That when a man tells you, oh, you're beautiful, you say thank you. And because you are humble, you're not saying nothing. You don't say, I know, but you smile. Because the inner you knows already how you walked out of the house. Dr. Paulette, huh? You already know how you walked out of the house. You already know what you look like. It would be vain for you to say, I know. But there's an inner, there's something on the inside of you that says, yeah, I know. I know how I look when I left. You gotta learn how to. I know life be life, and life has a way of throwing you off, so it's hard. I want to go to Jessica. I want to go to Ephesians 5:9. And I want to get down to a certain verse, but I gotta set it up, Natalia. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, providing what is acceptable unto the Lord. All right? What is good and acceptable, all right? And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever do make manifest is light. All right. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. All right. Let's go. Redeeming the times, because the days are evil. Watch this. Wherefore, ye not unwise, be understanding that the will of the Lord is. Watch this, Carolyn. Are you ready, Erica? And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. I ain't gonna deal with that. Here we go, verse 19. This is where I wanted to be. All this stuff is going on, all right? All this stuff is going on, huh? Talking about darkness and light, huh? Walk circumspectly, walking right, huh? It's a fight, huh? It's a daily struggle to do all these things. It's a balancing act. Are y'all with me? Say yeah. Are y'all with me? But verse 19 is where I want to be. Speaking to yourselves. Jessica, are you here? Speaking to yourselves. Huh? It didn't say don't drink wine. Carolyn Hayes, come back. It didn't say that. It said don't do it in excess. That's another, whatever you believe at your church is whatever you believe. All right? But are y'all with me? It then says after all this, you got to speak to yourselves in psalms, in singing. Y'all not saying that. Spiritual song. Making melody in your heart. Huh? You ever notice whenever you're going through or something going on, what's the first thing you do? Huh? What's the first thing you do? You put some music on. You go to sing it. Huh? You go to sing it. Why? Because you're getting them lyrics down in your spirit and you start feeling better. Why? Because you are putting something in you. Y'all, I'm out of here. Huh? You putting something in you to change. Don't preach for me. Huh? Don't preach for me, Portia. Because you're trying to change the mood. When you begin to stop depending on other people and other things to change your mood, when you have the power, I came all the way around to say this. When you have the power to speak to yourself and change the atmosphere and change the mood in your own life. We love superficial things. We love somebody else to do the work. Y'all not saying nothing, Lisa, that we can do ourselves. Huh? I laugh at Prophetess Nina all the time. my sister, because she always talking about herself. I cracked up last night in her master class when she was talking about everywhere I went, they were just talking about my hair. Huh? Talking about my wig, talking about my hair. Huh? And she talks about it herself. I know I look good. Huh? When you begin to speak to yourself, hey, Lord Paul, you change the atmosphere. He says, speaking to yourselves in songs. And when somebody weighing you out and getting on your nerves, you got to find a place within yourself. Sometimes you can't physically, if you at work, you can't physically remove yourself, but you can mentally and spiritually remove yourself and begin to speak to your circumstances within yourself. And it says, giving thanks. Are y'all listening to me? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Do you understand? When you have an attitude of thanksgiving in all things, your mood is not supposed to change because things are going crazy. Not believers. It's quiet in here now. And y'all ain't moving now. Y'all ain't saying that now, huh? Are y'all listening to me? As believers, I'm coming back, Carolyn, knock me out. Tell me, come back and knock me out, huh? As believers, you ain't supposed to let stuff by. The Bible says, what can man do to me? What can man do to me, Miss Audrey? Absolutely nothing. Tamika? Huh? Cheryl? Sandy, where you at? You ain't been in the chat. But you got to speak these things to yourself. Huh? You can't. What happens is we can control. Jessica, come here. We can control what comes out of our mouth if we control and discipline our thoughts. Lord have mercy. Ain't nobody saying nothing to me. Y'all done left me. Huh? I said you can control. You can control what comes out of your mouth and your actions if you can discipline your thoughts and what you say to yourself. There's a lot of things that you regret saying and doing if you just had to discipline your own flesh and your own mouth. Y'all not saying nothing. A lot of things you ain't got to feel guilty about. Look what it says in Ephesians 5:19 again. You want to, I'm going to give it to you a different way. All right, Freedia? The ESV version said, addressing one another. Are y'all listening? Addressing one another. This is the ESV version of the 5:19, Ephesians 5:19. Addressing one another. It says speaking to yourselves, but addressing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody. Huh? You got to address one another. You got to address yourself. Some of y'all got one another's inside of you. You got 5-6 people inside of you. Huh? You got Sybil going on, rolling around in your head. 5-6 people. You need to talk to them 5-6 people. Now you know. Huh? Psalm 42:5. Why art thou cast down? Talking to yourself. Are y'all listening to me? Why am I cast down, O my soul? When was the last time you had a soul conversation? Huh? The psalmist said, why am I cast down? Oh, y'all working it. You hear me? Y'all working it. Y'all working it. Y'all, Erica working the scripture and Kimberly working the notes. I love it. Huh? Why have you ever said to yourself, why are you so depressed? Huh? Why are you so depressed? Why are you acting like this? Huh? That's it right there. Why I'm letting you get on my nerves? Huh? And why why thou cast down, O my soul, why thou disquieted within me? Are y'all listening to me? This, I had to look up that word, Erica. Disquieted, a feeling of worry and anxiety, uneasy on the inside. Disquieted, a feeling of worry for y'all book writers, Lens of Faith, Dr. Paulette, huh? Disquieted, a feeling of worry and anxiety, uneasy. He's saying, why am I so anxious on the inside? Why am I so anxious on the inside? Why am I so uneasy on the inside? You know what you're feeling. Why don't you speak to those things? If you know what you're feeling, and I'm teaching in here, and you know you got the power of joy on the inside of you, then why are you not speaking to the uneasiness and telling it, stop it. Why are you uneasy? Don't he always make a way? Huh? Why are you not speaking to the anxiety? Stop it. You know you're being anxious. Stop it. It's going to work out. Huh? Stop it. Huh? Stop it. You know, don't he always give you the money? Why are you worried? It ain't even the first again. You worried about the first again, girl. Why? Talking to yourself. Huh? Self, why are you worried about the first? It's only the ninth. And you worried about the first. Huh? Huh? Stop it, girl. Stop it, man. How you talking about you want to find the right one and you ain't been nowhere? Now, you know that's stupid. Stop it. Huh? Stop it. Don't make that phone call. Don't make that phone call. You know that phone call ain't right. But you know what the problem is? I receive it, but I ain't no apostle. She said, teach apostle. You know what the problem is? We be so in a hurry that we don't even think before we act. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? We be so in a hurry. This man stops and said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why are thou? Now, let me tell y'all something. The Spirit of God just spoke this to me. And I don't know who this is for. But as my name is Gregory Michael Davis, and it is, as Pastor Thaddeus say, Gregory Michael Davis Sr., and it is, and as sure as I got a white beard, and black in it, and I do, as sure as I am, y'all not saying nothing, mocha color, whatever I am, huh? Somebody today, before the sun goes down, you are going to be tested. Pecan? Okay. You are going to, latte? Okay. You are going to be tested with this word today. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? You better grab a hold of what I'm saying. Because somebody is going to test you. Huh? The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Huh? You, before the sun goes down, you are going to remember what I'm saying to you. And you're going to get ready to speak. And you're going to have to catch yourself and you're going to have to speak to yourself and say, nope, not today, not on my watch. I just heard this word. I just heard this word. Not today. Nope, not today. I am not going to do it. And sometimes you got to say it out loud to yourself so you can hear yourself, not just in your thoughts. Huh? Nope, buddy, not today. One of my favorite things to do, I almost do it every day. I get in my car and I ride. And I park sometime in front of my building and just sit there and begin to speak to myself and begin to quiet my soul. The psalmist said, Chad, Psalm 42 and 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou anxious, uneasy on the inside? Thou, hope thou in God? He's reminding himself, hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him. Now, every time the Bible talking about praising, they ain't talking about breaking out in a dance, talking about with your mouth. Who is the health of my countenance and my God? He talking to himself. He talking to himself. He's talking his anxiety down. Huh? He talking his own anxiety down. David was facing a bad situation. His city is burned down. The men are talking about stoning him. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? His wives is gone. The men's wives is gone. Their children is gone. Huh? And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. 1 Samuel 30:6. 1 Samuel 30:6. Because all those people were bitter in soul. Each one's sons and daughters were gone. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Another version says he strengthened himself. I don't know about you. I feel the preacher right there. But there are times in my life that I can't get nobody on the phone. And I call them for encouragement and they start at me about what they're going through. And then I end up encouraging them and I hang up the phone and said, I feel worse than I did. But instead I start speaking to myself because I realize the power that I have on the inside of myself. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. So, why are you so disquiet? Huh? Don't it always work out so? Then you got to talk to yourself and say, you remember the time that you didn't have the money and God stepped in? You remember the time? Huh? That you had really messed up and God covered you. You gotta give yourself a testimony. You gotta begin, huh? Then I went over to Psalms 103 and 1. I went to Psalms 103 and 1. Huh? You know what it says? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Here's the key word, Dr. Paulette. And all that is within me. Chat. Huh? Are y'all listening to me? Huh? Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all is within me. Huh? Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not all his benefits. See, I just said this. Who forgiveth all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your your youth is renewed like an eagle. So y'all remember? Y'all remember when the prodigal son? When the prodigal son said, "Give me all my stuff. Daddy, give me all my stuff. I close. Daddy, give me all my stuff. I want to go live my life." All right. And his father gave him his portion. And the other son stayed home. Well, y'all know the story. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming back, Carolyn. It knocked me out. I'm coming back. Y'all remember the story? How the boy went out there and he lived a riotous life. He lost everything. End up in the pig pen. Miss Jacqueline. Y'all remember prodigal son, right? Do y'all know that sometimes you can get into a situation, chat? Dr. Paulette, stop it. Stop it. Stop it now. Y'all do remember, right? Y'all remember the prodigal son, right? End up in the pig pen. And Luke 15 and 17. Y'all ready? You know what it says? It says, but when he came to himself, hey, in the room, we out of here. Thank y'all. Because right now, if I was in a church, they'd be shouting. All right. They'd put on the dancing music. Huh? Just when I said that. But when he came to himself, it means he began to speak to himself. And he said to himself, how many of my father's highest servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to my father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one. He's saying all this to himself. Because before you can get up, you got to speak to yourself to get up. Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I just stopped by the room today. I just stopped by to teach to y'all today to tell you it's time to speak to yourself. Huh? You done tried talking to everybody else. You done tried talking to your family, your husband, your wife, your partner, everybody. You done tried talking to everybody else. But it's time to have a conversation with yourself. Huh? It's time to speak good things over your life. Whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things, you're going to be tested today. Huh? This word is going to come back to you as a testimony. Huh? Huh? It's time to lift yourself up. Lift up your head, O ye gate, and be you lifted up. You have everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. You got to do like David. You got to begin to talk to yourself. You know, sometimes God removes everybody from around us so we can have a conversation with ourselves. Huh? Sometimes you got to get out of these rooms. All these conversations, those of you that on Clubhouse, running from room to room, putting all that stuff in your spirit and in your soul. On the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, huh? I don't watch CNN. Friday daytime is the last time I watch CNN. My TVs don't go on CNN on the weekend. Don't come back on to CNN until Monday morning. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? Now, here lately, chat, Many times I don't even turn music or I turn nothing on. And I find myself in a quiet place speaking to myself. I'm working things out in my mind. I'm working things out in my mind. Sometimes you got to work things out for yourself. Don't you know that everybody, Miss Audrey, everybody, where all y'all come from? I didn't know all y'all was in. Sometimes people ain't got nothing to tell you. Sometimes I talk to Siri and Siri won't, Siri be talking, I don't know what she be talking about. But you got to speak to yourself. Huh? I am the righteousness of God. I am who God says I am. I decree and declare over myself that I'm wealthy, I'm healthy. Huh? I decree and declare over myself stability. I decree and declare over myself that I will not be unstable. I decree and declare to myself that I will take no thoughts for tomorrow. I decree and declare over myself that this blood that's in my veins will not have cancer, will not have diabetes, will not be high. I decree and declare that my mind is settled. My thoughts are clear. I decree and declare that whatever the doctor says over my life shall not be. I decree and declare 1,000 shall fall at my 10,000, but it shall not come nigh. Y'all not saying that. I decree and declare that no good thing shall he withhold from me. I'm praying for myself. I'm believing God for me. I can't trust you because you're going to tell me that you're praying for me and forget about me. Because if you decree a thing and declare a thing, it shall be established for your sake. God is bound to hear you. Speak to yourself. Speak to yourself. You know how to say other things under your breath. You know how to talk to other people. Huh? I like that little saying, talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. Talk to me nice. I'm going to talk to me nice. I'm going to talk to me nice. Thank you, Ms. Audrey. I'm going to talk to me nice. Huh? I'm going to say nice things to me. You know what I'm not going to do? You know what I'm not going to do? You know what I'm not going to do? Somebody say what? You know what I'm not going to do? You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say more about somebody else than I'm going to say about myself. Did you hear what I just said? I got this thing. When I leave home, I'm not going to leave home and stay at a hotel or Airbnb that don't match up to the way I live at home. I'm going to have that same policy about myself. I'm not going to speak to somebody else nicer than I would speak to myself. Why would I speak to somebody else nicer than I speak to myself? Are y'all listening to me? Oh, y'all ain't playing. Y'all been sowing ever since I started this message. Y'all ain't playing. I just looked at cat. Y'all ain't playing today. Huh? Why would I speak to somebody? Why would I think higher of you than I think of myself? Huh? Apostle RJ, good to see you. Why? So, why are you so disquieted? Be still. Be still, soul. Be quiet. Be quiet. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Huh? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? When the wicked, even my enemies, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumbled and fell, though a whole shell. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm trying to teach you. Huh? When my mother and father both forsake me, then the Lord shall take me up. You want to wallow in it instead of come out of it. You like speaking this negative stuff over your life. Huh? Change your words over your life and you change your life. Write that down. Change the words over your life. And you change your life. Speak those things. Huh? You're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. You're going to be tested. I want those of you that will sow a $42 seed. Those of you that will sow a $42 seed. Some of you sold more than that already. Those of you that will sow 42 and 5. I want you to sow exactly Psalms 42 and 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted? Huh? I haven't talked much about it, but next Friday my new single is coming out. The one that I let y'all hear. I'm going to play it at the end for everybody. Because I ain't going to be able to play it after next week. But I want you to sow. I had to calm myself down because I felt anxiety coming. Yes, me. Huh? Yes, me. Because when you push out something, huh? When stuff is added to your plate. Hmm? Dr. Paulette told me off yesterday, y'all. I didn't finish a project for her, and I apologize publicly. I'm big enough to say that. I just didn't have the capacity. I didn't have the time. And I apologize to her publicly. But you got to speak to yourself. Even me, I need help. I need more help. So if you out there and you can help me, huh? So you see the 52, 42, 50. Huh? Speak life. This is the speak life seed. Huh? Speak life seed. Huh? Speak life. I didn't know what I was going to, and God just spoke to me. Speak life. Some of you have sold already. Thank you, Miss Audrey and Erica. Huh? Speak life. Sow your seed. $ Greg Davis 10. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. Sow your seed. See, right now, some of you not even speaking life. Oh, I ain't got that to give. You ain't speaking life. You're not speaking life. You gotta speak life. You can't allow yourself to say things that are negative. Huh? This is a lot. That's what the devil tried to do with me. It's a lot. Now you gotta do this. Now you gotta do that. Speak life. Speak life. Speak life. I got so much I got to do before next Friday. Huh? There's a lot of graphics and stuff got to come out. And the record company hit me and say, oh, you supposed to take care of that? Y'all supposed to take care of that? Okay. I went into an anxiety attack for a minute. I'm like, no, I thought y'all took care of that. And then you know what I started doing? The reason why I was late, told Erica to 10 minutes. I need 10 minutes because I was still working on some stuff. Huh? So I'm going to take care of it. because I am, ladies and gentlemen, y'all ready to hear this? I am the captain of my destiny. Yeah. I am the captain of my destiny. I am in control. Huh? And I am in control. I say what comes and what goes. I'm in control of what happens. Well, Bishop, sometimes stuff happens you have no control of. No, I'm still in control of how I respond. I can't control what happens, but I can control how I respond. It's all in the respond, babies. Huh? It ain't always in what happens. It's how you respond. Shana my soul. Woo! To what happens. You can become a basket case and just fall apart. But it's all how I respond. Would you consider sowing that seed today of 4250? Sow right into the word. 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 Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Freedia. Thank you, Miss Audrey. Thank you, Joy. Would you consider? Huh? Lot going on. But speak to yourself. Huh? $GregDavis10. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Huh? Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, GregDavisShow@gmail.com. Venmo, GregDavis1. You sow and help me to be able to do what it is that I do. Huh? It's already working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As you give.
It's working out for me.
Clubhouse, raise your hand and they'll bring you up. If you need prayer today, hand raise and turn it on. That's okay, I got it. If you need prayer today, raise your hand. If you need prayer, you're in Clubhouse.
Don't lose faith to the depth of my soul.
It's choppy for y'all in Clubhouse. Is it choppy? Yes or no? Okay. Hold on. Is that better? Yes, no.
Yeah.
Y'all, it won't be that long on the radio though. That's the extended version. That's if you download the music, it's 5 songs that's coming out next Friday the 19th on all digital platforms. You'll get the whole song plus 4 other songs. The radio version will be shorter for radio, but I want y'all to give it a listen, mastered and all ready to go. So yeah, thank the Lord. Bishop Paul Morton, my spiritual father, along with Bishop Neil Robeson, and I need y'all support. All right, thank y'all so much for your time, your talent, and your participation. I appreciate y'all so much. All right, those of you that are on Instagram, love you, bless you, thank you. Those of you that are on TikTok, thank you, Carolyn, I appreciate you, Erica, thank you on Instagram, thank y'all. All right, those of you that joy that are on Facebook and X, I had somebody stop me yesterday. I was at an event and she said, I watch you on Twitter all the time. You was talking about this and I said, y'all really be up on Twitter watching? Okay, I'll keep it going. So thank you, those that are looking on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Joy, thank you. Laura, thank you all. Blessings.